I think as a child, you kind of, for you, it's normal because it's the thing you see every day. But as you grow up, you realize, no, this is not normal. This thing shouldn't be normalized because it was normalized to us because we cannot do anything else about it. It's the only thing we can do. Just, I don't know, just live with it.
Yeah.
Or else we're just gonna keep hurting ourselves and keep feeling bad.
Yeah.
So we'll just adjust with it and cope with it.
So if you could speak directly to people who either don't know or think something that's not reality is happening here, what would you say to them if you could tell them something direct?
I would tell them we live in, like, I'm hell, literally. Like, that's how I describe it, because I was traveling. Like, I just came back, and now I feel so kind of depressed. Like, there, just like, things are very easy to access.
Where's there?
Like in Europe. I was in Europe. Like, everything was easy to access. Everywhere was easy to go. Like, cities 5 hours away, it was very easy to access. Everything was easy, transportation. But here, like, literally, I want to visit my city, which is like a couple minutes away from me. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do a visa to access my city, my country.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot move freely. I cannot move easily. I'm always scared something's going to happen. I'm always, like, scared something's going to happen to my brother, because we always see people, like, the occupation forces holding guns, like, everywhere, like, anywhere in the streets. Every week something has to happen, clashes. Every month, like, 5 people at least has to die. So it's very sad. It's very terrible. Like, living here is very hard.
Yeah.
It's suffocating, honestly.
Yeah.
That's how I'm gonna describe it. Like, it's really hard here. Like, okay, I'm gonna speak from this perspective of, like, being in Europe for 6 months and coming back.
Okay.
I just came back, but...
From where?
From Madrid, Spain.
Yeah.
And, like, life for me there was so easy. I would, like, go any place I want, like, in any minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can just, like, use...
You had freedom.
Yeah, like, freedom. Like, I can take the metro and go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And for people, it was very normal. They're used to this. It's just, like, why are you happy? I was very happy, like, when I first arrived. I was so happy about everything. I was like, wow, like, it's so easy. I can move around. I can go to this park. I can go there. I can go. And, like, people were kind of, like, surprised. Like, why are you so happy? I'm like, you have all of this, and, like, you don't appreciate it. Like, you should be grateful.
Yeah.
Like, for you can travel around, not only in your, like, city. You can travel all around Europe.
Yeah.
In any minute.
Yeah.
And it's so cheap.
Yeah.
But, like, it was my first time traveling alone.
Okay.
And to Europe.
Okay.
It was my first time. And I was, like, surprised. Like, they can just take a bus to Paris.
Yeah.
They can just take a bus for Portugal. Yeah.
How did that make you feel, knowing that?
It made me, I don't know, at first I thought it was a joke. Like, when I saw a bus to Paris, I'm like, no way, you can take a bus to Paris, from Madrid to Paris, easily. Like, there's no way. I felt sad, like, why can't we have this?